Isikhulumi samapholisa eBotswana umnumzana Dipepheko Mutube utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi baqhubeka becubungula udaba lukankosikazi Dliwayo ulandela ukutholakala kwesidumbu sakhe duze komngcelo wePlumtree ngempela viki. Umtube uthi akukaveli okuningi ngemfa kaDliwayo noma nje ebikwa wabizwa ngabantu eBotswana ukuzokhulumisana ngebhizimusi. Umtube uthi abakalandeli umkhondo ukuthi ungabe kulabantu abaselomkhuba wokuhuga abantu bebayingangokuthi bababizela ukuzokhuluma ibhizimusi babe bengafika eBotswana.
I can't remember. I'm not saying it is the first incident. I can't remember for now. The investigations are still on.
UDliwayo ubikwa itholakele ebotshelwe esihlahleni ebotshwe konke izandla lenyawo. Amapholisa weZimbabwe abikwa esefikile ukuzoncedisa ekucubunguleni lolu dabo bebambene izandla labanye babo abeBotswana. Amaphephandaba amaningi ikakhulu aweZimbabwe abike ukuthi sekusesatshelwa ukuthi sekulezi kliwe ezinxusa abantu kwele Botswana zithembisa ukukhuluma ngezebhizimusi kanti inhloso yibugebengu. I-Studio 7 izame ukubamba umeli weZimbabwe kwele Botswana umnumzana Thomas Mandikora kodwa iofisi yakhe ithe akekho elizweni okwamanje njalo la umunye ungakhuluma le ntatheli izindaba phezu kwalolu daba. Iningi labeZimbabwe liveze ukukhathazeka njalo lisele lithithibele ngalesehlakalo elizweni lokuthula elifana neBotswana.
Kuyethusa kakhulu ukuza indaba lezi. I think the way esizwe kuthiwa umuntu lobulewe ngayo it's so shocking and on top of that khangani kulama-reports okuthi khona this is it could be part of ama syndicates mbela kulabantu ababizela abantu ngapha bebabulale into esabesaya kakhulu.
Kuhlala kubikwa ngokuqonga kudalwa amacala amancane okuntshontsha lokunye ezigabeni eseduze lomncelo weZimbabwe kodwa amacala okubulala engavamanga. UDliwayo ubedabuka eNorton njalo utshiya abantwana abathathu. NginguMartin Kwenya wendaba seStudio 7 kusabulongo leBotswana.